To the spoken words.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Ella.
And it's a bright sunny day in St. Paul, Minnesota.
It's sort of neither.
It's a day. It's a day, technically. It's gray, a bit overcast.
I'm happy.
I know. I like this weather. It's good times. But our shock jock personalities would not like this weather.
That's true.
They would be like, I don't even know. What do shock jocks say when it's cloudy? Keep your head up despite the clouds, because we got prizes. I don't know. I've never listened to
prizes?
A shock. No. Yes, if you're an English major who has not picked up a t-shirt, you can get a free t-shirt. That's all we got.
Ow.
Oh, don't hurt yourself.
I just hit my elbow. It's fine.
That's okay. We've all been there. It's early.
All right. You are listening to 91.7 FM WMCN, McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
There goes Amanda bringing in the end.
Bringing in the pointless part that you don't actually need to say on the radio, because that's kind of me, you know? That's kind of me.
That was touching.
Yeah. It's getting deep.
Anyway, so what's up in the English department this week, Amanda?
The old Ingles, as I call it.
No.
The old...
You don't call it that.
Ingles Dep.
Please don't call it that.
Well, in the old Ingles Dep.
Oh, boy.
I mean, obviously, we got to talk about it. Well, I guess we don't have to talk about it yet. There's a certain thing happening on Wednesday every night.
Oh.
But that's probably for the future. I just got overexcited.
Calm
down. I'd
like
to apologize.
I suppose we could recap Founders Day.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds good.
That happened last weekend.
Happy 142nd McAllister.
Yes. It was very fun. We went to all the events.
Yeah, I mean,
we're
involved in our school.
Yeah.
We do community radio and community outreach, involvement. Community participation.
I don't think any of these are
community
true.
Existence.
That's technically true.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so what were the events?
Well, there was the pub, or you can't see this in my voice, but I'm doing air quotes, pub quiz.
Because they had...
It was suspiciously had quotation marks around pub, and I don't know why. I suppose because it wasn't a real pub, but I mean...
But I feel like the phrase stands... regardless of whether it's taking place in a pub or not. So it was very strange that they chose to do that. That's one of my favorite things, actually. Unnecessary quotation marks around things that make it sound very suspicious.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
Always.
Food. Mart.
Yes. Anyway, so the pub quiz was fun. I thought it was going to be all McAllister trivia. It wasn't.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of, I don't know, just random trivia.
Yeah, science.
That I didn't know.
Movies. Music. Mm-hmm. Art. Literature.
We tragically...
Are we admitting this
in the spirit of full disclosure, we let everyone down. We let the English department down. We let ourselves down. We let William Shakespeare down.
Yeah. It was an embarrassing moment.
It was. Me and Amanda read Macbeth for class. We had literally read... like in Act 3 scene with witches or something.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was about that scene, and we got it wrong.
I know.
Which was
we might
really
actually be
sad.
Kicked out of the English major for admitting this. And we deserve it.
I feel bad.
It was a tragic moment. I know. There were some tears of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Tears of the knowledge that we had disappointed everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We probably should have gotten that question correct. Probably. But, you know, we got other ones right that we probably shouldn't have. So I guess it balances out.
That's fair. It was a dark, dark day.
It was dark. They've upped the technology at the pub quiz, though, which was nice. I mean, you know, last year,
right.
I think it was just pen and paper still. But this year they had
an app?
Smartphone thing going on. It was wild. We're living in the future.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
21st century.
Yeah.
Anyway, Friday was push ball in the afternoon, which we did not participate, but we attended.
We did.
We were there.
We watched it. We watched that
we
ball
cheered
being pushed.
A little?
A little bit, yeah. Go team, who won? The teachers, maybe?
I think the teachers did one.
Oh, boy. Did one.
They also
might have.
Did that.
Yeah. I mean, probably.
Probably.
We were there. I swear. We have pictures.
We were. We have photographic evidence. There was the scavenger hunt, which we tragically did not win.
I know.
Even though we completed 30 out of 38 of the things. But
it turns out that a lot of the McAllister community
was really into it.
Goes above and beyond.
Yeah.
And like, what was it, like 10 separate teams completed every single task?
Yeah.
Bro, that's impressive.
We didn't stand a chance.
Nope. I didn't know. I didn't know everyone was so committed.
No. But it was fun anyway.
It was very fun. Yeah. We have a lot of very odd pictures now of us with various things around McAllister.
Yeah.
Always fun.
Lots of badly framed pictures.
I mean, I think that could be part of our artistic goal is the bad framing. We could probably put these up in an art gallery.
Mm,
right?
No.
Right?
You can.
Okay.
I will not be attending.
Wow. You wouldn't even come if I actually got a gallery space and printed out our pictures and put them up.
Well, maybe.
And there was free wine.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll show up.
Okay. Thank you. So look forward to that at some point, never in the future. But and then there was the actual Founders Day event, the dance on Friday, which was a good time for all. There's tiny little cupcakes that are the reason I keep going to the school.
True.
Yeah.
They poured drinks through ice.
The luge.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
It was very fancy. Yeah. I was a little afraid of its power.
But, it's every year. It's very fancy. I don't know if they pull out the same one every year, or if that's a thing that you have to construct each year.
It's actually made out of ice, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe they just like shove it back in a really big...
I bet they make it fresh every year. Okay. That's kind of gross.
That is kind of gross. You know, I don't know how things work.
Apparently.
I'm a fool. But yeah, always a good time. The band was probably good. I don't know. I was on the other side, to be honest. I couldn't really hear them.
They were all right.
Okay.
I wasn't really paying much attention. I remember liking them.
There you go.
Were they the really strong men?
Yeah, I think so.
Or the really big men?
Strong?
Strong? Strong.
I think.
The very strong men.
You know what? You can look it up in your past emails.
It's something like that.
Always a good time, though.
Yeah.
Rocking it out. Providing music to dance to.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
So let's see. Things happening tonight. Well, should we go into our favorite section and then what's happening after that? The more exciting thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, the food corner.
We can
All right, welcome back. So what's up in the food corner tonight?
Well, tonight is treat night, as it always is at 4:30 on Wednesdays in the English department, second floor of Old Main.
Hallway.
And this treat night is soup and chili. So it's broccoli and cheese soup, and then chili is the other option, and then some breadstick action. And I got to be honest, I was a little dubious yesterday because I was like, it's a sunny day. It's 60 degrees. Ah. Who's going to want soup? And look at it. Jan knows.
Always.
Mm-hmm. It's a perfect day for soup.
It is.
It's overcast, a little bit chilly, but not too chilly.
Have some chili on a chilly day. There you go.
Yeah.
I was working on that all morning.
Oh my God. Really?
No.
you woke up at 6 in the morning to craft that pun.
I did.
That was a mistake.
I did.
What? That was a mistake.
Well, I thought
you
went over well.
I mean, I'm
you
sure
went,
someone was
hey.
Cheering. I did.
Yeah,
but I mean,
you're legally obligated to cheer at puns.
Yeah, I love all puns.
Yeah, I know.
Even the worst puns I would cheer at.
I think you especially love the worst puns.
That's true. What can I say? I like puns.
Oh, boy.
They're great. They're funny.
Are they punny?
Yeah, they are punny. Oh, my God.
This is the worst conversation I've ever been in.
It is. One time I made broccoli and cheese soup recently, and it was an experience. It's pretty good.
A good experience?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
It just turns out that there is a lot of dairy in that, like, more than...
Really? Well, it's cheese.
Like, it makes sense when you think about it, but as I was pouring in, like, an entire container of half and half and, like, a bunch of milk and butter, I was like, oh, this is how I die. But,
That's fair. But it sure tastes good.
It tasted good. It provided my lunch for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, a good experience.
Yeah.
I love broccoli and cheddar soup. So be there, 4:30.
Or B Square.
Or B Square, but spelled wrong. How did I spell it?
S-K-W-A-R-E.
Yeah.
So it's like beware, but B Square.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that.
It's weird.
There's a joke to be made in there.
Probably.
But it's too early for me to figure it out.
Same. Same.
All right.
What else is happening in the department, Ella, after the old treat night?
Mm-hmm. Something I'm very excited about. There will be a screening of the new Macbeth movie from last year with Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard. Yeah, it's at 6:30, correct? Yes, 6:30 in Neil Hall 401, although it's in Humanities. Yeah. 401.
That's the normal big room where they have movie viewings on the fourth floor.
Yeah,
for anyone who hasn't been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so bring your English major minor friends.
Don't bring anyone else. They're not allowed.
It's dramatic.
I'm just kidding.
They probably
I think come. It's probably fine. It's just that the email, you know, obviously said because it was to English students.
Yes.
So I took it humorously.
Oh
yeah,
was that
no
humorous?
Let's go on. Okay. Oh, so anyway, Macbeth.
Yeah, it's hosted by the Honor Society, and it'll be good. I've seen it already. It's very good, so I can vouch.
Sweet.
It's real good.
The main actor, though?
Michael Fassbender. You don't have name blindness. You have face blindness.
I know. I feel like we've even talked about this on the air before, which is odd, but, you know, we keep circling back to the same topics. I have no idea what Michael Fassbender looks like, and I've seen him in, like, 5 different films. I have a weird face blindness for him.
He has a distinctive face.
Why? It's gonna be tough. If you're there at the Macbeth screening, you're gonna hear me like furtively whispering, "Who is that?" every time Macbeth comes on screen. I'll have to like memorize all of the dialogue so that I know
that just it's like him talking.
You know, yeah, deductive reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough.
Oh boy.
But it's okay. And then one cool thing the next day on Thursday from noon to 1 in Old Main 111, there's going to be a sort of discussion about the movie adaptation, probably a little bit about Macbeth in general. Just a chance to sort of
chat
about it with your fellow majors and minors. And there will be a free pizza lunch over that. Old Main 111, noon.
Go to
Thursday.
It.
Be there.
Discuss it.
Discuss it.
Have fun.
Have some points ready in mind to discuss. Think about what you're going to say.
My points are just, this movie is really pretty.
My points are going to be, who was
that guy?
Yeah, who was that one guy who did the thing?
All right, so we're already ready.
Is it really? Wait, who was the DP for this movie? Do you know?
Oh, boy. I think somebody that nobody's ever heard of.
Oh, okay. A newcomer to the cinematography scene?
Yeah, because it's like a... It's weird to say it's like an indie movie for a movie that has Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard, but it's like it was only in limited release and stuff. And
oh, that's true. Which is kind of odd.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was. I'm sure there was a marketing reason.
I don't know.
I would have gone to see it if I had had the chance, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's directed by Justin Kurzel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, never mind. It's Adam Arkapod did this cinematography.
Oh, wait, what else has he done?
Oh,
wait,
boy.
I feel like this is devolving. I'm sorry, this might be an off-mic discussion. I'm just curious about cinematography.
Oh, yeah, he did, like, True Detective and stuff. The good season.
Oh. Which one was that? The second one?
Yeah, the first season.
I love that second season.
Season.
What about that e-cigarette line?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I haven't even seen it, and I know that.
Yep.
Yeah, by reputation alone.
That's fair.
Anyway. Off the movie topic. As you can see, we'll have lots to discuss at the talk back. So be there to hear us.
Yes.
Monologue about how we don't know who the DP was.
I know who the DP
was. I know
was
you now. Now. I know, okay.
Adam Arkapa.
Okay. Anyway.
It's a really good movie. You should go see it.
Yeah. I mean, this is your chance to watch a movie for free with a group of engaged people.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are single. We're all getting married. See, it's a pun.
Oh, boy.
It's a pun.
Okay. I will be throwing popcorn at the screen.
Why?
And shouting.
Oh, like when Macbeth does something dumb?
Yeah.
Cool.
I won't actually be doing that, but I'll be doing it in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can,
in
like,
spirit.
Act it out.
Yeah.
It'll be weird for everyone, but if you sit in the back, no one will notice, so it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway.
So that's an exciting thing.
Should we throw them to some music?
Let's throw them gently.
Toss them gently. to some tunage.
We can spin some tunes.
Spin some tracks.
Yeah. This sounds perfect. We're working on our, you know, colloquial DJ speak so that we sound hipper. It's not working.
No.
We don't sound hip.
We don't.
But you know, we're trying, fine. And I feel like that's half the battle.
Yeah. All right. So first up is some, shockingly, some French music from Amanda.
Okay. Wait, what song?
Stromae.
I don't know how to say this. Yeah, Stromae.
I was going to say Quanceste, so.
Quanceste. You know that good old Stroma song, Quanceste.
I don't speak French.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Goodness.
I don't either.
All right. All right. So listen to some Stromae. Welcome back. You're listening to 91.7 FM WMCN McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's the one.
And you're listening to The Spoken Words, the English Department radio show with your hosts, Amanda.
And Ella. You were just listening to Sylvie by Harry Belafonte before that. What?
Belafonte.
Oh, Belafonte.
Yeah, anyway, go on. Sorry.
Okay.
I decided to jump in there obnoxiously.
Before that was Jailhouse Blues by Bessie Smith. And before that was Quanceste by Stroma.
I love that Quanceste by Stroma. What a guy. What a guy. Belgian, you know.
Belgian.
Like the waffles.
Is he Belgian?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not actually
lying. I thought you were joking.
No, it was a weird thing to say, but it is true.
All right.
Technically.
Weird but true?
Yeah. Oh my god, that's our new segment, Weird But True, where I say random facts that no one cares about or wants to hear.
I want to hear.
Okay.
I like random facts.
I can't think of any now.
Next week.
Days are really long on Uranus. Like really long, like 100 years or something.
Oh. Okay.
And then also that's nights, because
surprising.
The other half of the planet, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. To more relevant topics. Do you want to do the International Women's thing at the end and maybe just like throw some more news at them so that they know the news? Okay, I mean, submit to Chanter. I feel
always.
Like we say that every
March
week.
25th. Just do it right now.
You're going on spring break.
You don't even need to edit it. Turn it in.
You're probably flying somewhere or going home. You're not going to want to think about it over spring break that much. You might have some free time, but you should just get it done now. Just turn it in.
Just do it.
I'm going to start crying if you don't turn something into Chanter.
Just watch that Shia LaBeouf video to psych yourself up.
Just do it.
Just turn it in.
Sometimes that actually helps. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's weirdly motivational.
I don't know. He's just so into it.
Yeah.
I feel you, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
I feel you. Yeah, so March 25th, do that. There's also some other writing contests.
All those writing contests that we've talked about.
We've talked about them ad nauseum. So, I mean, just like
we're not going to repeat it. Just do it. They're in the emails that Jen has sent you.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the website. So do it.
Mm-hmm.
Submit. Turn in.
Submit.
Have fun.
To the contests.
Yes.
Okay. What else is going on the old campus these days?
You're talking about that play?
Oh, yeah.
The...
You know, just to continue the symbiotic relationship between the English and theater departments. We'll give you a little bit of news about what's going on over there as well, since there's usually some shared interest between English majors and theater majors. And in fact, shared majors. There's quite a few double majors. So, Nora Spillane, I think is how she pronounced it. Nora, in our year, 2016, is putting on a show called, I don't know if it's pronounced One or O-N-E, however, it is a show that is being performed by her, and there's two performances. There's one tonight at 7:30, and then there's one tomorrow also at 7:30, so it's kind of a limited run, so if you are interested in seeing this, you should go, not tonight, because you should see Macbeth tonight, but you should go tomorrow.
Yes.
Go tomorrow. Seating is limited, so get there early. It's in the Black Box stage, which I believe is in the lower level of the theater building. So do that. It's about the myth of Orpheus and I can't remember. Eurydice.
Oh boy.
Oh god. Mythology, it's been a while. I meant to look this up before I started talking.
Oh.
I'm so embarrassed. This is like the Macbeth thing all over again, where we missed a question at pub quiz.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, Orpheus. It's about the myth of Orpheus. That guy. So, you know, check that out. Support your fellow students' creative endeavors. If you want other people to read your chanter stories, you know, it's an exchange.
Yeah.
Go see their plays. Learn. Be cultured. Experience things.
Experience
emotions.
Things.
Plays.
Yes.
Yeah. So do that.
Yes.
Battle of the Bands is coming up. That's on March 25th at 9 p.m. And there is, I believe, still time to sign up and actually perform as a band. So if you have a group of people who play music together sometimes, then you should go ahead and sign up.
Yes.
And you might get a chance to play at Springfest.
Which would be
go
fun.
Go on to fame and fortune, presumably. Because if you're playing Springfest, that's kind of Wembley, isn't it? The yep. Wembley of McAllister.
Well, if you have a random band, it's...
Yeah.
It could be very helpful.
Yeah. So do that. And also attend it, because that's always fun. I'm not sure where it is this year. It was in 10K last year, so it might be there again. I'm sure we'll have more information later.
Yeah.
It's not until after
spring
break.
They haven't even sent out that email about voting for who comes yet.
Yeah. So, you know. But keep that in mind if you're musically inclined. Oh my god, that rhymed. Oh my god.
That rhymed too.
Oh my god.
That was a triple rhyme.
I'm a poet.
And you don't even know it.
Should I submit that to Chanter?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
It's getting magical in here.
Okay.
You should also read the Words.
True.
Newsletter, which was sent out,
I think, last week. It was recent.
Yes, recently. Mm-hmm. There's some fun stories.
Yeah.
Open your email, read them.
It's a bit more in-depth than what we do here.
Yeah.
Since, you know, it's a focus
on...
They have words. We have spoken words. It's also a symbiotic relationship. So check that out. You know?
Yes.
Always a good thing. Keep you in the know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's also the thing with the Black Lives Matter speakers coming mm-hmm. in April. I don't know if there are tickets available anymore, so I'm a little reticent to actually say that.
They might be gone.
It seems like the kind of ticket that would have gone really fast.
Yeah.
So you should have done that yesterday, gone to the info desk and
so
picked up your tickets.
Shame on you for not doing it.
You know, if you're interested in seeing the Black Lives Matter speakers, check it out anyway. I'm sure when the Daily Piper comes out today, it'll let us know
mm-hmm.
if there's any tickets left. So that's a cool thing that you should do.
Yes.
Get involved.
Do it.
Okay. Okay. That's about it for news.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the PSAs, I'm looking at the PSA sheet trying to decide on something. So on Wednesday, March 9th, that's tonight. Okay. So tonight, there will be a showing of Tortoise with Mind Over Mirrors and Dosh, which is a band, a quintet that combines dub, rock, jazz, electronica, and minimalism. That is a lot.
That's a lot to combine.
It's a lot of things.
In addition to minimalism.
Yeah, it's an all-ages show at the Cedar Cultural Center tonight, 7:30 p.m. Yeah, it's $18 online, $20 at the door. So if you want to do that. If you want to hear some music,
go see a show.
There are a lot of things going on tonight, so
that's
you'll
true.
Have to take your pick.
You're going to have to prioritize.
But
I mean,
you should prioritize Macbeth.
You should prioritize Macbeth, but if you're a fool, then perhaps you'll be interested in that concert or a play or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Macbeth is where you should be.
Yes. Mickey B.
Is that what he's called?
Yeah.
In the play?
Yeah.
Mickey B.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Macbeth. Mickey B, chill, bro.
I know
y'all see
quote.
Banquo, but, you know, just chill. You're killing the mood.
That is exactly what happens.
Yeah. I'm actually adapting Macbeth for a modern day retelling. I'm pretty excited about
boy.
It. Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
Why?
Oh,
why?
No reason.
Why?
No reason. Anyway, so I guess moving on to some stuff that isn't part of the English department, but is related to the literature world at large.
I hate
we're
literature.
Making it
That's applicable true.
To it's the literature actually, world at large. Yesterday was International Women's Day. So we decided to talk about books written by women.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Some of them are.
I've heard that's true.
Was that the fun fact?
Yeah, that was the fun fact, actually. Cool.
So we were sort of trying to decide some of our favorite books by women, which is, you know, not an easy task since a lot of books are written by a lot of different women.
And you've never written a book or read a book. I mean,
yeah, it's true. I'm illiterate. So it was very difficult for me
to find something.
Yeah. But we came up with a few things.
We did.
We struggled.
We were going to have a death match over Emily Bronte versus Charlotte Bronte.
Yeah.
But
it turns out that I've only read Jane Eyre, so it's really hard to fight about whether Jane Eyre or Wuthering Heights is better if you've only read one of them.
It's true. Wuthering Heights is better.
I quite like Jane Eyre.
Jane Eyre is also very good. I really also like Jane Eyre, so I can't even fight about it because they're both good.
Oh, boy. That family, man. They could write. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I correct?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Two of them could write.
Okay. We don't know that
Peggy? Neither. and their brother.
I really meant to look up her name.
Isn't their brother's name Branwell? That's an unfortunate
dumb.
Name.
Okay. I really meant to look up the third sister's name. I'm embarrassed now. Ella's on it. I think it's Anne.
Anne might be right.
I'm willing to bet
Anne.
Okay.
Wait, who's Maria?
What?
There's also a Maria Bronte.
What the heck?
Is that the mom or something?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, Anne.
Okay. Well,
Anne,
anyway.
Emily and Charlotte.
So neither of us have read any of Anne's poetry. I believe she mostly reads poetry.
Anyone?
Okay. Leslie Goodman taught a class on the Bronte sisters a couple of semesters ago. They probably did.
All right.
I would have taken it, but I was abroad.
Ooh.
So I did a dramatic hair flip in the studio.
Always dramatic.
The mic picked up the sound of my hair. But, yeah. So
both Jane Eyre and Wuthering Heights are really good books.
They're a little spooky.
They are,
at times.
Why I like them.
A little gothic-y.
Wuthering Heights is more spooky than Jane Eyre.
More, did you say? On the moors?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yes. I meant that to happen.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I feel like I would potentially like Wuthering Heights more, so I should probably read it.
It
sounds like
great.
It's kind of right up my alley.
Yeah.
TBH.
It's really good.
I should check.
Terrible
check
people
it out.
Being terrible to each other.
I love terrible people being terrible to each other. That's our friendship.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So we were going to have a death match, but I think we have come to the conclusion that both of them are quite good and worth reading.
Yeah.
If you have not yet done so.
Another great classic written by a woman is Frankenstein, Mary Shelley.
Heck yeah.
Invented the science fiction genre.
Yeah,
no big deal.
And horror a little bit too.
Horror, you know, and science fiction.
All of those.
Well, I don't know if she invented the... Well...
I mean, as a literature kind
maybe.
Of thing. Potentially.
When did Dracula come out? Versus when did Frankenstein come out?
I think Dracula was later because Frankenstein was like...
I thought Dracula was earlier. Wait. Let's find out.
Wasn't Frankenstein like...
Okay, Dracula's 1897. Frankenstein is... Oh, yeah.
Was it
1818.
Like 18.
Okay.
There you go. She did
She
everything.
Did basically invent the... Yeah.
Yeah.
My girl.
That's a very good book.
Yeah.
I have not read it since whenever I read it.
Yeah, I read it in high
school,
but I remember really liking it.
Yeah, I was into it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen, you know, obviously... versions, the adaptations,
right,
more recently. I actually went to the theater to see the what was the one who Johnny Lee Miller and Benedict Cumberbatch did that
I
one
see that was
yeah
that, I think it was really good.
I okay, so I saw half of it because I was planning on going and no one that I knew wanted to go, and it was like over a break, so I was home and it was sad and tragic. So I drove myself, but my phone did not get GPS at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got incredibly lost driving to downtown Kansas City, and I ended up missing like a solid 30 minutes of the show, even though I left really early, and it was embarrassing and sad. But the part that I saw was very good.
Okay.
I can't remember which. I think I saw the version where Johnny Lee Miller was Frankenstein and Benedict Cumberbatch was the monster, I think. Although I can't remember for sure.
Are they still showing that? Because I really wanted to see that.
They might be occasionally. I know I was at some movie theater like within the last year where they were having an event again where they were showing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the West End is better about that than Broadway. Broadway is elitist and doesn't like showing their plays, but the West End is usually pretty open about actually bringing their plays to movie theaters so people who don't live in London and aren't rich can see them.
Yeah.
I have feelings.
I can tell.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. Yeah, so, you know,
those check are some that good out. Classics.
If you like spooky books and for some reason you missed high school and have not read Frankenstein,
or if you haven't read it in a while.
Or if you haven't read it in a while. That's true.
Check
it's
it
a
out.
Classic.
Check it.
It's an enjoyable
out.
One.
All right. Well, I don't know. I guess my favorite contemporary female author is Gillian Flynn, which she wrote Gone Girl. That's obviously her biggest thing. Which, I don't know how many people have read that.
Me.
Probably a lot of people.
Probably. They've definitely seen the movie.
Maybe more people have seen the movie.
Probably.
I don't know. Anyway, it's very good. Love Gillian Flynn. She's written three books. I've only read two of them. But what I really like about Gillian Flynn is her characters, especially her female characters, are really interesting. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, female characters are boring cardboard cutouts or they're just really... nice.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently, female characters are just very nice,
yeah.
which is fine, but uninteresting to me.
Yeah.
And Gillian Flynn's female characters are terrible, awful people, and they're very interesting and complex and great characters, and I like them a lot.
I mean, wouldn't you argue that Amy Dunn was,
don't start with
was
me.
Just an,
do not start with
an
me.
Innocent...
Oh, boy.
Feminist dream you, abused
oh, oh,
by her
okay,
husband
okay listen,
driven to extremes
listen. None of that is true
in Gone Girl. I you know,
also you're just spoiling the whole book right now.
What? I mean, she's, you know, she's great.
That's not true.
She's great.
Amy Dunn is a terrible human being.
How dare you.
She's a great character.
She is.
She's a terrible human being.
Yeah, I actually read this book recently because I got it for $2 at Half Price
Woo.
Books. Thanks, Half Price Books. Woo woo. Sorry, Gillian Flynn. I didn't give you that much money. Anyway,
she probably has enough money.
Probably.
She's doing fine.
But yeah, it was very cool. I like unreliable narrators. They're always good.
You should definitely read Gone Girl. It's very good.
Yeah. I like when, you know, they're hiding things from you as a reader.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It was spooky.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Missouri. That was just unrelated.
I feel like all her books do, or at least the other one I read, Dark Places, does as well.
There you go. There you go. I've never actually been to Hannibal, but my grandparents have,
because
they like Tom Sawyer and all that.
Oh,
Huck Finn, all that stuff. That's unrelated to the whole thing. Just oversharing.
That's fine.
But no, yeah, that's a very good book. One new sort of up-and-coming... I was going to jokingly refer to Harry Potter as an up-and-coming book series that you should all check out by a new author called J.K. Rowling.
You know,
but for realsies, I mean, she, you know, is a woman, an author, and has affected the literary landscape quite significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's cool. And also, I mean, obviously Harry Potter is very good, and I have a lot of feelings about it, like everyone our age. It's great. But she also, I think that her other books are also really good and worth reading.
I haven't read them. But you've talked about them on air.
I have talked about them on the air. I think she's really come into her own as a writer. I mean, the first Harry Potter book, I'm not sure I would call it, like, super well-written.
No.
So much as, like, well-plotted and interesting. But... you know, as you can tell just by the seventh one, her writing improved vastly, which is what happens when you write regularly. And so the books that she's published since then, like The Cuckoo's Calling, The Casual Vacancy, all of those are quite good. And I would recommend reading them, checking them out. There's less magic, but...
they're probably still good.
She's still... I just think that she does characters really well, too, personally. I think they're all, like, very well fleshed out. They have their own voices. I think some authors tend to have every character speak in the way that the author writes, you know what I mean? So every character sounds the same and interchangeable.
Yeah.
I think she's really good at making them all... like, you can read a line of dialogue and be like, that's obviously Hermione.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. I would imagine. I would imagine not being much of a creative writer myself.
Hey, you wrote 2 sentences at one time.
That's true. I did write 2 NaNoWriMo sentences. They weren't good. They weren't good. Oh, that's what editing's for.
True.
There you go.
Just edit those 2 sentences extensively.
Yeah. So they are the best, most well-crafted 2 sentences on the planet. Right. I mean, they have those like really short writing contests where it's like a horror story in 2 sentences. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really a horror story, though. Yet.
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 All right.
Jane Austen, you know, more classics. I feel like we're just going to the I mean, I love Jane Austen, but, you know, the boring, like, traditional canonical women. But she's still good.
They're still goodens. Reader.
They're still goodens. Oldies but goodies, like I was saying last week. Obsessively.
Yeah.
And against the desires of everyone around me.
True.
True.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess we can toss you to some music. But over the break, you should go to your local library and check some of those books out.
Just run from your dorm or house or whatever to the library.
Because there will be just hordes. Like a mob of people listening to this.
Yeah. They're going to have headphones in their phones playing this.
They just
this.
Have to go and right now.
Probably some people have already started running before we've even thrown it to music, which is wrong because the music is like the starting gun. But I would be worried. Also, DeWitt Wallace Library, get prepared. You know.
Bend down the hatches.
Also, the English department has a library, so English department, get prepared.
Get ready.
There's going to be some people reading some books by women. Okay, so music.
So sorry. Okay, yes, music. First up is The Elders with Men of Erin. Woo. You're listening to 91.7 FM WMCN McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's the one.
Sorry, I left you hanging there a little bit. Go for it.
You were just listening to Hotel Yorba by the White Stripes. Before that was Streams of Whiskey by the Pogues. And before that was Men of Erin by the Elders.
Woo.
Woo.
Woo. Music.
Yeah. So that's about all we got for today. We'll be wrapping it up. You will not hear from us next week because it's spring break.
That's true. It'll be 2 weeks until, you know, I don't know. I was going to say something creepy. But I'm not going to anymore. I was going to say something weird about our voices caressing your ears.
You just
but it was
said
a mistake.
It. You just said
I know,
it.
But I sort of said it like in a disappointed, ironic way. So I think it's okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not
is
proud.
It okay?
No.
It's not okay, Amanda.
No. But you know what? You know what is okay? The fact that you just listened to the spoken words and you're going to get to listen to us again in 2 weeks.
True.
And you're going to get to see Macbeth tonight at 6:30.
Come to Macbeth.
In Humanities 401.
To treat night, grab some soup, and then head on up.
Head on over. And then up.
Yeah.
Over and up. Down, over, and then up again. Because you can't just transport directly from the second floor
below. Well, no, you can't.
Oh my god, do you have a wire strung between those two buildings?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so use Ella's wire strung between the second floor of Old Main.
It's safe, I promise.
You're gonna die, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. And we'll see you in a little bit.
Yes.